WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Evan Whitehead likes to call our attention to the work of musicians he thinks are worthy of wider recognition. A new CD called Morning Song is providing the occasion for Kevin to tell us about Arkansas-born saxophonist John Stubblefield and his drummer Victor Lewis. From that new CD, here they are in Miles Davis's So What.
In jazz, being a utility man gets you more work than recognition. Tenor and soprano saxophonist John Stubblefield works a lot, at home in New York especially, playing uptown concert halls and little downtown clubs. Mostly, he's worked for other leaders, from Tito Puente to Anthony Braxton, in settings ranging from the straight ahead to the slightly odd. He improvises solos so clear anyone can follow, and he has a deep feel for the blues. Stubblefield's new album, Morning Song, on the Angel label, seems designed to find him a wider audience, but it's no sellout. Instead, it's a hard-blowing record without any very fancy or tricky material. The album is heavy on the blues and includes a few standards. Stubblefield can play pretty, but his band keeps him from getting complacent. All the players in his group should be better known. Pianist George Cables, bassist Clint Houston, and Victor Lewis, who's easily one of the best and swingingest drummers in jazz now. Lewis carries on a dialogue with the soloist, almost never repeating himself from one bar to the next. Listen to the drummer prod his old friend Stubblefield as he tears off some well-constructed blues choruses. Stubblefield grew up in central Arkansas, about 150 miles from Texas, that wellspring of bluesy saxophonists. In the liner notes to Morning Song, critic Robert Palmer drops the name of another tenor player from Little Rock, Bill Clinton. Palmer doesn't elaborate on the connection, but he's onto something. There is a resemblance between Stubblefield's hard-edged saxophone sound and the president's. At a time when media saturation ensures that every American gets exposed to the same influences, it's good to know that regional accents persist. When you hear Bill Clinton or John Stubblefield play tenor, one thing you hear is the sound of Little Rock.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat, CD Review, and Coda. He reviewed Morning Song by saxophonist John Stubblefield on the Angel label.